والحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب، من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا، ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا. ومن أحسن دينا ممن أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن واتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. One very important aspect in our life is we are very much accustomed to wishful thinking, and we, in that wishful thinking, we block out, without realizing it, reality. And we live in a world of dreams, just in wishful thinking. Like, for example, almost all of us are such that we think we are good. That is wishful thinking. Are you really good? For example, if you should ask your wife, she will give you a good report. She is a very critic. The best critic you can get is your wife. She will give you a good report of whether you are a good person or not. Or ask a person who is your enemy, who dislikes you, what do you think of me? Or what type of a person am I? So what one is our own thinking. Husband thinks of himself that he is good, and he's got things about his wife against her. The wife at the same time thinks good about herself. She's very good. My husband is bad, and she's finding fault with him. In-laws, what their in-laws, what their sons-in-law, daughters-in-law, everyone just goes across the board. So this is a very important thing, that a person must come out of the dream world of wishful thinking. And the Quran Sharif, in the short period of 23 years, whatever was necessary for us till the day of Qiyamah, Allah let it happen and reveal those ayat. They were particular for that occasion, but they refer and give us guidance right till the day of Qiyamah. So if we want our solution, the only real place to turn to is the Quran Sharif. We will get all our solutions there. So this year also, with regard to not only whether I'm a good person, I'm a bad person, or I think I'm good, but the reality will come out in the qabr. I think I've got iman on Allah, but the reality will come out in the qabr whether I had iman or not. There our wishful thinking is not going to help us. A parrot in its dream world is singing zikr, making salam, reading kalima, but when it comes in reality, when a cat has got it, what its paws on it, or a dog, that time the reality comes out whether that kalima is in the heart or not. So this wishful thinking is a very, very dangerous thing. And unfortunately, by and large, the people of the world, non-Muslims, all of them, Muslims also, how many of us, we live in this dream world that we are good. So this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ. It is not according to your wishful thinking. وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. And also, not according to the wishful thinking of the Ahl al-Kitab. Now, the Quran Sharif, and for our guidance and hidayat, this occasion came about in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. There was a debate, argument that took place between the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews, and the believers, the Muslims. There was a debate between them. And on that occasion, this ayat came, it was revealed, and cleared up the whole matter and made a absolute judgment and an absolute decision, rule about that debate. And that was for then, but then this remains till the day of Qiyamah. and it refers now to all people. So what was this occasion when this ayat was revealed? The Ahle Kitab told that we are better than you, O Muslims, because our Nabi came before you. Who comes first? In your progeny, your old people, your elders, you have great respect for them. And our Kitab is also before your Kitab. We are old, you are new. And this also is just like young students, ulama, they also are in a dream of wishful thinking. And they feel that the old ulama, the seniors, they find fault in them. This is what they're not doing right. This is what they're not doing right. We are young, we do everything right. On the other hand, the old ulama, they, in their wishful thinking, that these youngsters, they just very aggressive, and they are very too fast to do things very quickly. They want to make decisions. So they find fault with them, and they think they are right. So that always happens. So anyway, they felt that we came first, our Kitab was first, so we are better. The Muslims gave in their return their reason why they are better, that our Nabi came last. And who comes last? And is the final Nabi. And he cancelled your Torah and Injil also. The teachings, even if they did not have changed them, but by the coming of the Quran Sharif changed, abrogated, cancelled the teachings of the Torah and Injil. Now it was only the Quran to be followed. And our Nabi came later. He is the final and the last Nabi. So we are better. So on this wishful thinking of theirs, they were debating. But Allah revealed this ayat, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ O Muslims, this matter of who is better is not on your wishful thinking. Not on what you think, and you make you have your reasons, and you have your dalail, your reasons for what you're thinking you are better. وَلَا بِأَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ And neither is this according to the wishful thinking of the Ahle Kitab. That they came first, their Kitab was first, that is not the matter. What is the real matter? And this is what should concern us. And very seriously, the whole Quran Sharif is very serious. And we should be thinking very serious about ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, what is the matter? مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ It's a matter of your actions. Whoever is going to do evil is going to get his punishment accordingly. Whether it's wishful thinking, we are better, you are better, even in reality, if you are amongst the best, but your actions are bad, then that is not going to help you. Just being from a certain elite family, for example, from the Sayyid family, or from any other elite family, but your actions are bad, in one hadith, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, you will be judged according to your actions, your pedigree, that which who you are associated with, that is not going to help you. You have to see, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, or Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you want to be close to me on the day of Qiyamah, then help me with kathrat sujood, make lot of ibadat of Allah ta'ala. And in there also is a reference to nawafil. Faraz, you can't do more. You can't make kasrat of faraiz. Faraiz are limited. Wajibat, sunnat, muakkada. But nawafil, you can read as much as you can. So anyway, so Allah said it is according to what your actions are. وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا And nobody will find besides Allah Ta'ala any friend and helper. So who will help you? It's not your wishful thinking. Not going with the flow, with the public, what the people are saying, making your nafs happy, following the ways of the kuffar and the yahood. And still we feel we are Muslim, so we are perfect. We are okay. It's not according to that. It will be according to your actions. And you won't, if your actions are not pleasing to Allah, you won't find anyone besides Allah as a helper or anyone besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who will see to your needs, will be your friend. So we have to see that in actual fact, am I pleasing Allah or not? If I'm pleasing Allah, outward conditions can be everything against me, but the end result is definitely going to be good. Allah is happy with me. And all matter is solely and only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. That was regard to evil actions. With regard to good actions, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever will do amali saliha, male or female, woman, Allah has given authority to man over woman. But as far as amal, value, iman, our kalima, all are equal. If a woman's value is, if her ibadat is more, her yaqeen is more, she is far superior than the man. And the man, no matter that they are, as far as matters of marriage and the home are concerned, they are given the authority in the family. But as far as piety is concerned, all are equal. So whether it is man or woman, whether it is poor or rich, whether it is learned or the unlearned, whether it is Arab or non-Arab, whoever it can be, whoever does great, good deeds, righteous deeds. And what are righteous deeds? The first condition of a righteous deed is that it must be done with ikhlas, sincerity, for the pleasure of Allah. Any amal that is not done for the pleasure of Allah, no matter how beautiful, how great it looks, there is no value to it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Rahmatullah Ali, says that if you have a Darul Uloom and you have got 5,000 students, but it's not accepted by Allah, it is nothing. And if you've got a small madrasa just in your lounge, 5 students, but it's accepted by Allah, it is everything. So sincerity is the thing. So we have to also check all our amal, whether we are making tahajjud in the middle of the night, all are sleeping, nobody knows, but is there sincerity? Or do we speak about it somehow or the other in the day? Today I'm feeling very tired. I got up very early for tahajjud today. Today I'm feeling groggy. My mind is not clear because I didn't sleep. I was up for tahajjud, etc. The higher level of people, they won't complain of the mosquito bites at night also, or the bed bugs also. It's from Allah, and they will, it comes in the hadith, when we complain to people, Allah Ta'ala says, you are complaining about me, who can do everything, to others, who can do nothing. So what's the use of complaining to people who can do nothing? Turn to Allah, beg Him, turn to Him, make all our matters with Him. So amal is saliha, first of all, ikhlas, sincerity. Secondly, it must conform to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone who brings a bidah, any modernism, any new thing which doesn't conform to sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is not amal is saliha. Amal is saliha, it must be with sincerity, and for only for Allah Ta'ala. And secondly, it must confirm, we're making our namaz, but is our intention right for namaz? Are we doing it really? We are making our namaz for the pleasure of Allah, or because under pressure. The wife will fight with us if we don't go for namaz, for example. Or what will the people say? So and so, so big Maulana, but he doesn't make namaz. Are we frightened for that? Or are we doing it really for Allah's pleasure? Or that we will be questioned, people will look down upon us. He doesn't make namaz, for example. Are we wearing sunnat clothes for the pleasure of Allah? Or people will say, look at him, he's a alim, but what kind of clothes he's wearing? How is his beard? His beard is cut. It's not right according to sunnat. So for what are we doing it? We must check our intention. And don't just take it for granted on the surface. Come to the realities. If our passport is expired and we're living in wishful thinking and we go to the airport with no worry whatsoever that I'm going for Hajj, I'm going for Umrah, they will stop you at the airport. They're going to pick it up immediately. Your passport is expired, you can't travel. In fact, if a passport 6 months left, many times they refuse you to travel. or you haven't got enough pages where they can stamp, though there is enough. You show them also, yeah, this place, this place. But they don't want that. They've got their rules. So our wishful thinking is not going to help us. And how many people come into big problems because they don't sort out these things here. So in the qabr, what is going to happen with us if we don't think about it? So amal salihah. And the other is wahuwa mu'min. A person must have iman. Now, to think I got iman is not sufficient. Have I really got iman or not? And that we can see again, we, according to us, our thinking, we are all happy we got iman. That's why we are in the masjid. That's why we come for namaz. We got iman. But is this iman going to pass the test by Allah Ta'ala? Is it going to pass the test in the qabr? We see, again, the Quran Sharif is that kitab that brought about those occasions when ayat were revealed so that we till Qiyamah, 1400 years later, we will still get our guidance from the kitab. The Bedouins, the people of the village, who are usually very straightforward, simple people, they haven't got double standards in them. They are not people something else in their heart and something else on their tongue. They are not people who trajectory or playing games with people. They are ordinary, normally straightforward people. So these people who are like that, of that category, called it al-Arabu Amanna. They say we have brought Iman. We have accepted Islam. We have brought Iman. Immediately Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. For such people who haven't got, they are not like munafiqs, hypocrites, they are not two-faced, they are the straightforward people. Allah tells them, لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. You haven't brought Iman. Yes, you are thinking you have brought Iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. We have entered Islam. We are also now Muslims. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ. And لَمَّا, when Iman will enter in your heart, then you can say you have got Iman. So we also, as Iman entered our hearts, and for example, the Quran Sharif itself says that أَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen that fool, that stupid, who takes his own desires as his God, ilah? That is, he's got iman on his nafs. Like, for example, you see a woman on the street, woman you're working with in the office, woman you go to when you're checking in at the airport, you go to the bank, there are women on the streets, etc. On your phone, a woman's picture comes. Now, if Allah is your God, your ilah, if you have got true iman, immediately you will just cancel it. You won't even think of that picture a second time. But if you have your nafs is your God, then you'll want to please your nafs. And you look at that picture properly. You look at that woman properly. You'll think about her, etc. Your anger, when you become angry, is your anger, which is your nafs, is that your ilah? Or is Allah your ilah? And you're going to see, what does Allah want from me? While you are having an argument, a debate, and you have to make a statement, and you make a statement which is really not exactly correct. Now, are you going to make that statement to please, to win the argument? Or are you going to keep in mind the mu'min and truthfulness are two things which are inseparable. They cannot separate. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a woman can commit adultery, a Muslim can commit adultery, a Muslim can steal, but a Muslim can't lie. Lying and a Muslim don't go together. And how much are we guilty of that? Whether it is with the children, whether it is with the wife, whether it is many other occasions, how many times we just brush it off as white lies, that we don't really mean anything, just to get out of a situation where traffic cop stops us. How many times just automatically we just put R100 with our driver's license and give it to him or something, whatever else it might be. So at all times to see your iman. If you have got iman on Allah and this iman, 5 times a day, Allah brought us to refresh this iman. Allah brought us 5 times to refresh this iman, that we will only do what you say. You tell us to lift up your hands, we lift them up. You tell us fold your hands, we fold them. You tell us go in ruku, we go in ruku. You tell us go in sajda, we go in sajda. Now this is a training the whole day, 24 hours. You must do this. But are we doing that? And even in namaz, do we think of Allah? Do we think of the quality of the greatness of Allah? So what kind of namaz also are we making? So this iman, whether it is on Allah Ta'ala or not, the test will come out in the qabr. And therefore, many people, especially atheists, they complain and they say that if there was a Allah, and He's a loving and kind Allah, and He's in control of everything, and He's a just Allah, people won't suffer in the world. And when can you be tested? Not when good conditions are there. When everything is going your way. You are tested when things don't go your way. When you are now in difficulty, and now you are getting more and more sick. Now who are you going to blame? And when your finances are going wrong, and they're just not coming right, your argument with your wife, with your children, with your friend, wherever it might be you have got problems, they are becoming worse and worse. It's your trust on Allah, that Allah will see to my matters. Or do we think, now we blame this person for this, that person for that, and all things. So a person is only tested when he's in conditions which are not suitable to him. Suitable conditions which are against him. Suitable conditions which are hard upon him. Illness, finance, problems. In that time a person is tested. So Allah tests us for that. And then this is Allah's favor upon us, which we take as a dalil that Allah doesn't exist, na'uzu billah. But it's Allah's favor, so that when we go to the final exams in the qabr, that we don't have a problem. That we passed all the tests, we took our lessons, but how much of us take lessons? Whether it is in an illness, whether it is in financial problems, any other difficulties, all that Allah wants to see, whether we now were still, our trust was on Allah, or was it on other things at that time. To get our things sorted out, do we go to the qadi, to the court, or do we turn to Allah and leave the matter in Allah's hand? That Allah, you know, and what you decide is the best for me. So that is another test. So iman also. Wa muhsin. Wa mu'min. Wa ulaika yadkhulun al-jannah. These are those people who will enter Jannah. Not through your wishful thinking, not we are better for this reason or that reason, but those people who stay away from evil in the fear of Allah, that Allah must not take us to town. And those people who brought iman, who do everything for Allah's pleasure, and also they do it according to sunnah, that is the criteria, the benchmark Allah has made, by which amal will be accepted. And we have to check ourselves, which we don't do, which is called muraqabah, which we don't do at all. And namaz is the best muraqabah that we can make. That is my namaz correct? Are my 24 hours amal according to my namaz, or which is the correct namaz or not? But when our namazes are not correct, we can't even test our other amal according to our namaz. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that the Jews, the Christians and the Muslims, all of us, we accept Ibrahim alayhi salam as our great forefather. We, everyone, the Jews, Christians, even the Hindus, all respect Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So if you want to know whether you are on the right religion or not, check the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the father of all the anbiya, the father of all the religions. His sons Ismail and Ishaq. From Ishaq was Yaqub alayhi salam, and from there were all the anbiya of the Bani Israel, in which is included Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And from his son Ismail was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, Hindus, all accept Ibrahim as the great, great patriarch. So see whether your religion is according to his religion. So his religion, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. who can be better than that person as far as his deen, his way of life is concerned, compared to that person who submits his total life to Allah Ta'ala. He gives his face to Allah. That means everything he does only for Allah's pleasure, not for his nafs, not to satisfy his family, not to satisfy the public, not to satisfy our hawa, our desires. And we follow the ways of the kuffar. Today, how much are the ways of the kuffar in our lives? And how much are we following their ways? So we have to say, how much are we following Ibrahim alayhi salam? وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. And is that person who is sincere and correct? He is that person who follows in the way of ittiba, following in the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, hanifa. Hanifa with sincerity, completely to turn away from all other ways and only turn to Allah Ta'ala. That is what is called hanif, which was Ibrahim alayhi salam. How much are we? We want to please the people who are on the haq also, and the people who are on the batil also, we want to please them. We want to keep the peace with everyone. We want to keep unity with everyone. Where there's a person who is on the truth, he follows only the truth. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah Ta'ala, because of Ibrahim alayhi salam's great position, what sacrifices, when he had to leave his family in Makkah Mukarramah with no provision, when he had to slaughter his son, when he was going to be thrown in the fire, when he had to speak out against his father not only an idol worshipper, but maker of idols. He was the big guru, the big imam, as far as idol worshipping was concerned. He had to speak to his father about idol worshipping, that this is all wrong. He had to tell his father, in that case, I'm leaving you people, and I'm going away, inni muhajirun fi sabilillah. I'll go in the path away from to Allah Ta'ala. And then going the world over and giving da'wah of Islam, tawheed. So that is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah took him as his friend. If you want that, you must be on it, you following the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the correct religion. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just before he passed away, perhaps the last sermon that he gave, in that sermon he said, as Allah took Ibrahim as his friend, Allah took me as his friend as well. So that is the religion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the religion which is not the closest, which is enhanced of Ibrahim alayhi salam's creed, more greater also. So how much of Islam have we got? At the end of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if I had to take a friend, I should have taken Abu Bakr as my friend. And of course the friendship of Nabi alayhi salatu and Hazrat Abu Bakr. And of course, Abu Bakr took Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his closest friend. But he says, I've taken Allah as my friend. Who of us can say that Allah is my friend? Who we get support from the wife, from the family, from friends, from other ulama who are our thinking, or do we turn to Allah? In all matters, who do we seek help from? So Allah Ta'ala, we have to take Allah as our friend. That is a very, very high level, of course. And everyone else won't just qualify for that level. But that is what we have to strive for. One is friendship, to have a friend. And one is to love somebody. It is very synonymous, the two are. Who you love is your friend. Who is your friend? You love that person. Muhabbat is another thing. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also, in his heart was filled only the love of Allah Ta'ala. And only Allah's commands, not only in namaz, not only in Ramadan or Umrah and Hajj. We even in our namaz, our Ramzan, our Roza, our Tilawat, we don't even think of Allah. Where have we taken Allah as our friend? A person automatically thinks of his dearest all the time. Your son is gone for Hajj. Your mind is all the time. Not there for Hajj, but there it is because your son is there. When my son, Qari Abdullah, spending his 1 year in Jamaat. Then with the family, we also went to visit India, family, all the institutions, our ulama, etc., all that. When we came to Dioban, so Maulana Arshad Madani, Rahmat Damat Barakatum, was praising us and said, MashaAllah, you came back to your Darul Uloom, back to Darul Uloom. Maulana Bayezid Pandor, Rahmatullah Ali, was here with us. He was also present in that meeting. So he said, has he come to Darul Uloom or has he come because his son is here, to meet his son? So many times we do things for the family. Outwardly, it is the name of deen. But what is it in reality? Only Allah knows. So all that, that is what you do things for your friend. For Allah must be your friend. You do things in love. Allah must be your beloved. You do everything for Allah. So these teachings of the Quran are great. And this is what we must aspire. If we aspire for this, we achieve it. Then in the Akhirat, it's not only that we have a high stage. What does it mean? In this dunya, you say somebody has got a high position. So does it mean he lives in the squatter camps? That he hasn't got food to eat in his house? Or he's just eating crumbs which he gets from somewhere? His life is like that. So in Jannat, high stages will mean all that enjoyments of Jannat, which we cannot imagine, which categorically it has been stated, La aynun ra'at, no eye has seen those ni'mat. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ No ear has heard. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ Nobody can dream of them. Yeah, in this world, we can. Many of us, we daydream of having this type of a bedroom, this type of a bathroom, this type of a kitchen, of having technology, or a phone which others are still fumbling around with something. You are gone past that already. Your phone worked out things for you in a jiffy, and you know how to use all the facilities. Your car has got so many features, and you use all those features. What will be the enjoyment? Where will be those people? Or whatever, think of enjoyment, food, fruit, woman, love making, sex. You cannot imagine what it will be like in Jannah. And it won't be for a period of 20, 30 years, 40 years, forever and ever, and advancing and enjoyment increasing all the time. Yet in Jannah there will be no sickness, no coughing, no fever, just enjoyment, no fear of an accident also, no accidents also. Yeah, you can go for the best enjoyment, but you fear something can, it can turn out to be the worst tragedy. Jannat, no question. So that is what we must, that is فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْآمِلُونَ For those things a person should make amal. Not the temporary things of this dunya. That is where we are going to enjoy the enjoyments of Jannat. And to save ourselves, yeah, who doesn't want to save himself from heart problem, from cancer, kidney problem, this problem, that problem, financial problems, difficulties. We prepare for our old age. For in Jannat, you don't have to prepare. You know, no problem will come to you. No old age will come to you. Only enjoyment forever and ever. So that is what we must strive for. And so Allah took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as his friend, as his muhib, as the lover of Allah, and as his mahbub, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So, and remember, Allah makes a categorical statement, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs solely and only to Allah. Man can gloat and say, my this, my that, I got so many millions, I got properties, I got businesses. It's nothing. He's dead and it doesn't belong to him. As soon as he's dead, nothing belongs to him. Nothing will go with him in the qabr. Everything, وَلِلَّهِ مِرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ All the leftover, what is of the world, people think it is all for Allah Ta'ala. Allah is in charge of everything. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا And Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is the one who encompasses everything. Allahu Akbar. Any individual, how many people in the world? About 8 billion or whatever figure is given. Now what is a billion? How many millions? And what is a million? How many thousands? What and what there is. But each individual, think of from the time I was born till today, what is my, how many matters I went through, my childhood, my birth, before birth, while I was in the womb of my mother, then I was born as a child. What was my condition? My playing, my running, jumping. How many, my mother, my father reminds me that this happened to you. How many of us went through serious operations and difficult conditions? Today we are normal. And then it was our when we were small children, going to school in most probability. And then it was high school. Then it was perhaps university. Or whether it was then we went and work. All those things that we had passed through. To control all that, how much of things I required. Your brains, your heart, your whole body, your breathing, your lungs. And this is one person. And Allah, كان الله بكل شيء محيطا. The whole world, not only all the 8 billion people, and how many animals in the world, and how many plants in the world, how many insects in the world, how many birds in the world, and Allah alone is in charge of all of them. And to see to everything, so hand your matters over to Allah. Where you got no say in any matter. You got no control over anything. And when Allah is so great, then hand everything over to Allah. So a beautiful ayat, beautiful teachings, and for us to take the lesson. If we take the lesson that لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, nothing is on your wishful thinking. Everything is on reality. A good and bad, everything. So become real. Don't live in a fool's paradise. Don't become like an atheist who even goes to this extent of denying Allah. And don't be an atheist who is also a fool. He believes in Allah, but he's proving Allah doesn't exist. But he himself doesn't know that he is believing in Allah. Even they are in that opposite field. They also are living in a fool's paradise. Come to reality, which is Islam, which is Deen, which is Akhirat, which is Allah. Build our, every namaz is supposed to take us closer to Allah. Every namaz, every tilawat is supposed to take us closer to Allah Ta'ala. Every moment we are living, as we are coming to the goalpost, the final destination, our mort, we must be coming closer to Allah. So much that we no more fear mort, but we fear Allah is absolute. He does as He pleases, but we know He is not only He is most just, but He is most merciful, most forgiving, that He will receive us in a wonderful way. So like that, the reality of things must come into our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq. Short life, once only this opportunity. Everyone will desire to come back, even the righteous and the pious, that we must go and do more righteous and pious things now. Eh? And the sinners, Allahu Akbar, what to say about them? So Allah, this one opportunity, make the best of it. May Allah give us tawfiq and understand the reality and return to Allah in such a way that Allah is pleased. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. وَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. May Allah grant us all, inshallah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.